All right. So I got a little hot under the collar being told that I should just be thankful for whatever property tax relief I get in 2014. I'll behave. In fact, I'm going to give the governor a really good compliment right now. I am. I thought that the awarding of the Rough Rider Award to Herman Stern, and I believe that now. I didn't know about this morning. Full disclosure here. I did not know the story of Herman Stern, of Strauss Clothiers. I knew that relation. I've known John and Rick Stern for quite some time. I enjoy any conversation I can get from them. I shop at their store. I basically don't shop at their store. I call them and say, and then they tell me, here's what you're coming to get, which is one of the reasons I shop at their store. They make it quite easy for me. But I didn't know the story of Herman Stern. And I came into work today, and one of the brightest people I get to work with is a man named Don Haney. Not all of you along the News and Views Network get to hear Don. And I said, Don, tell me the story of Herman Stern. What is this about, this awarding of the Rough? He started going through it to the point where I told Amy, I said, you got to call up the Stern boys. John and Rick are his grandsons and people that we know. And John is with me in studio right now. John, congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you very much, Joel. We're really gratified that this award has been offered and accepted. And it's really quite an honor for the family.
I think also congratulations to Jack Dalrymple, because from what I've learned so far today, I think you did a marvelous job on this. I want the people that listen to News and Views all over the state to understand who and what Herman was. Tell people about Herman Stern.
Grandpa was a just a young man in Germany whose cousin was in the United States. And when Grandpa was 15, his cousin said, Herman, why don't you come over to America and help me in the store? His cousin had a store in Castleton called Strauss. And Grandpa was anxious to come to America, came to America with about $25 in his pocket, knowing no English, off the boat and under the train to Castleton, North Dakota. He worked in the store in Castleton and then in Valley City, became quite an upstanding citizen of Valley City and North Dakota and the whole region, involved in not only start every worthwhile civic event and program, but started and led a great many of those, including starting the Boy Scouts in North Dakota, starting the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, starting the North
Which
Dakota
led
Winter
to the
Show,
Greater North Dakota Association.
The Greater North Dakota Association. He was involved in national things in the clothing industry also. He was just involved, and he was a charismatic leader and was just a great, great individual.
Bringing business leaders together for the good of many people that normally wouldn't have had that.
Correct. The biggest part of Grandpa's life, I think, though, was his humanitarian work. In the late 20s, early 30s, he became concerned with the rise of fascism in Europe and particularly in Germany, where he had come from. He started receiving letters from relatives and friends describing what was going on in Germany under Hitler and pleas from them to help getting visas to come to the United States. And Grandpa embarked on about a 10-year mission to help these refugees escape the horrors of what became the Holocaust in Europe.
Did that put his life at risk?
No.
So he was never under that watchful eye of...
No.
When did Herman get out of Germany?
Grandpa came over in 1903.
Okay.
He went back once to visit his family. In, I believe, the early 20s, but that was the only time.
But there always talk about how the people that did what your grandfather did, mm-hmm. how they at times felt even feared in America. And so that didn't transcend into anything
no,
that you learned.
Not at all.
That's good to hear. That is good to hear. And yeah. America was the new opportunity.
Absolutely.
Is some of those families, and I'm sitting here talking to the grandson of a man who literally saved people's lives by getting them visas to get to America prior to the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. Do some of those families still here? Do you still talk to each other?
Absolutely. The Jonas family here in Fargo, we call them uncles and aunts and cousins. They weren't related closely, but they're the family that still resides in Fargo. There are people all over the United States that can say, your grandfather brought me over. There was a museum opening in New York City in May, late May of this year, this last year, where they focused on individuals like my grandfather who were involved in getting people out of Germany. And Grandpa was one of about four individuals who are featured in this museum exhibit. It's very, very moving. We had a family reunion there, and probably about 100 people whose lives they owed their lives to Grandpa, if not their parents' lives, then their lives. It was very moving.
I bet it was. What was the mood in America at that time? In America today, I'm just going to say this, and I'll leave you out of it, but it seems as though if you have some other religious belief other than Christianity, you're not welcome at times. Well, and now what we're talking about is bringing Jews into America.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a religious thing as an economic thing. The country was in the middle of a depression. The unemployment was 10, 12%, 13%, whatever it was. And this idea of bringing over people who didn't have any means of support was not popular at all. And in fact,
Did he have to show that he had a means of jobs?
Grandpa had to guarantee that none of these people that he would bring over would become wards of the county or the state or the federal government. He provided jobs for everybody. He guaranteed their income. So
what
that
a man.
He was really quite remarkable. You know, one of the things he said back in the 70s when an interview was done with him, when the interviewer asked, well, Herman Stern, what do these people owe you for you bringing them over? And Grandpa said, they don't owe me a thing. He got his reward from just the sheer knowledge of helping people, saving people's lives, watching their futures unfold, and the success that they had and their children had has just been remarkable.
John Stern is our guest. He is the grandson of Herman Stern, who was just awarded the Rough Rider Award before Herman passed. Did he tell you these stories? Would he sit down with you and share them? Or
no, Grandpa was a very, very humble guy. He was charismatic, and he was a leader, but he did not talk about his accomplishments at all. Other people talk about him. Grandpa would probably be a little upset about all of this hoop-de-doo over this. It's like 40 years or 30 years after his death in 1979. But he was just a very humble man who the Jews have an expression. He was a righteous man, which means good in every sense of the word, and blessed by God.
There is a reason to this day, through tough economic times, through good economic times, that Strauss Clothing has done as well as what it's done. You know, I come to your store when and not as often as I should. Your brother teases me all the time, but when you go in the store, you feel like you came to a friend's place, and that must have transcended its way through your grandfather.
Absolutely, Grandpa. Taught us all to treat everybody as a guest and a friend, and first before they were customers. You don't get very far in the clothing business or probably any other business by being real selective about who you're gonna have as customers. We welcome everybody, in our store. We treat everybody as friends and guests, and are as friendly as we can possibly be.
Just as your grandfather did, bringing people to this country. I have to ask you this: how did you find out? How did you find out that your grandfather was going to get the highest citizen award that any North Dakotan can get?
Well, some close friends of Grandpa's, people who he mentored, put this plan together over the last year or so, and worked very diligently in kind of putting together a case statement, if you will. They worked very, very hard. People from Valley City, people from Fargo. When they told us that they were going to do this, we said, well, okay, but understand that Grandpa wouldn't be particularly happy about this. But they went ahead anyway.
And if Rick or John were involved, he really would have been mad at you.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't feel like we should be involved one bit. The story of how we were made aware of it is kind of cute. Got a call one morning. It was about the 15th of December or so, right in the middle of our busy season. We used to call it our harvest season, because farmers could relate to that. You know, they have their harvest season. We have ours. Ours is the Christmas season. And the call came from Jody Link in the governor's office, and I wasn't really thinking quite clearly. She said the governor wanted to set up a conference call with Rick and me at 11:30. And I said, gosh, this is Christmas. We're kind of busy. This is our harvest.
Joel's coming to get a scarf.
This is our harvest season, and I might be on the combine. And so the governor laughed, called back within about 5 minutes and laughed about it. But it was that's how we found out.
I just can't. I didn't like that I didn't know. Mm. And I love what Don Haney did for me this morning. I love what you're telling North Dakotans now. There are so many people who are going to want to call in and say congratulations to you and your family. Well deserved. I'll do that for them.
Thank you.
And what a grandfather you had.
Thank
congratulations.
You very much. Thank you very much.
All right, let's go find the weather and Terry Spees. Terry, what do you got going on in there?